The Senate will come to order. The chaplain now delivers the opening prayer.
Until advancing age and declining health finally slowed him down, Strom Thurmond was there every morning calling the Senate into session. He spent more than 46 years on Capitol Hill, which made him both the oldest and the longest-serving senator in American history. He ran for his last term in 1996, even as opinion polls suggested the voters wanted him to retire. In the end, Mr. Thurmond won that race handily, keeping his place in the Senate Republican leadership. Strom Thurmond was born in 1902 in the small town of Edgefield, South Carolina. He began his political career as a Democrat in 1929, served in World War II, and was elected state governor just afterward. In 1948, he ran for president on a third-party ticket with a platform of racial segregation. Years later, he argued the issue was not race, but the rights of the states, which he felt were being abused by President Truman.
Truman did a lot of good things. He dropped the bomb, which was good, some other things. But he wanted to bring the power to Washington. I wanted to keep it with the states, and that's the reason I ran against it.
Mr. Thurmond also opposed many civil rights laws of the 1950s and 60s. To block one of those bills, he took the Senate floor and talked for more than 24 hours. That record-setting speech, or filibuster, became part of his legend. The legend gained another chapter when, in his 60s, the senator married a 22-year-old former beauty queen. They later had four children. Mr. Thurmond eventually moderated his stand on race, but otherwise kept his conservative views, especially on the need for a strong national defense. He switched to the Republican Party in 1964 because, as he put it, he thought the Democrats were leading the country towards socialism. As he aged, Mr. Thurmond sometimes seemed confused or hard of hearing. But during President Clinton's impeachment trial, when younger senators let their minds wander or even dozed off, he sat attentively and took in every word. He led an active life until his last few years, setting milestones and still representing his state. David Swan, VOA News, Capitol Hill.